DiscerningHearts.com presents Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. Ordained a priest from the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Monsignor Essef has served as a retreat director and confessor to Blessed Mother Teresa. He continues to offer direction and retreats internationally for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity. Monsignor Essef encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived around the globe, including Lebanon, serving the pontifical missions there. It is a Catholic organization established by Blessed John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. Monsignor Essef assisted the founders of the Institute for Priestly Formation and continues to serve as a spiritual director for the Institute. He also actively serves as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, sisters, seminarians, and other religious leaders. Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. I'm your host, Chris McGregor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monsignor. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Here you are.
Here I am, and there you are, at least for the next couple hours. Are you excited?
I have a marvelous gospel that tells me, don't worry. You know, I'm going off to a place that I often got sick on the water.
Oh, no.
And a lot of times the food was very difficult for me. So, and our Lord said, don't worry. But what you should eat or what you should drink. And also it's 98 degrees temperature and 100 degrees humidity. So don't worry about what you should wear. Perfect example of God speaking to me directly.
Well, what's on your heart today, Monsignor?
Well, just as I was saying to you, the gospel today is so powerful for me. You know, I'm going to a place and the water was very difficult there. There's a lot of bacteria present there that I had a lot of problems with the food and the temperature also. So our Lord is speaking to me today in the Gospel of Matthew. I would like to read from that Gospel, the 24th verse. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothing? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but your heavenly Father has clothed them. Not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you beside. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. sufficient for a day is its own evil. That is today's gospel, and it's such a powerful reminder to all of us. You know, as an American, going into what might be for me a kind of a hostile environment, because I've been so used to eating food that has been processed and drinking water that has been purified. And so even though I might have all these anxieties, yet if God asked me to go here to this country of Peru, where he wants me to minister, to preach, to be there with these missionaries, to give them a retreat, to talk to their people, to anoint their sick, well, God's going to take care of it. And so the message was so timely and so clear for me. I really think that the most important thing that I have to do is now to pray, but not just pray. There's something more that's involved here. As we come up to this scene, I think what God is saying to you and to me is, what is mammon? What is the mammon that he's talking about? Mammon is really me. It's not just the money. It's the reliance on myself, my strength, my knowledge, my awareness against God, his power, his grace. So who is it that really we're putting our trust in? Really what we do is either put our trust in God or put our trust in ourselves. You see, unless you really come to stop trusting completely in yourself, what is the lesson here that we have to learn? There's a businessman that I know, and I'm in counseling and spiritual direction with him. He is so successful. He said, I can move an audience to exactly where I like to move them, and I can have a tremendous effect on people. And I can write books that can sell a million of them. And he's very successful. But he said, I myself have no peace within myself. What is the problem here? His self-reliance. Who is he even using to produce all this so-called good work and remain a shambles within himself? What is Jesus saying in this gospel? When you pray, what is that? You know, listen carefully to this message. When you pray, nothing will happen. Plenty of people will be going to Mass today or to worship service. Unless you pray with faith. His words are, unless you turn it over. If God could take care of the lilies of the field, if God could take care of the birds of the air, can't he take care of you? The prophet Isaiah says, can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you, my child. Supposing you are a father and you're listening to me in the Philippines, or supposing you're a dad listening to me in the Bronx, or supposing you're in India and maybe living in Calcutta, and you're hearing this, and you're there and your children don't have the food that he's talking about in this gospel, and supposing they are without medicine, and supposing your little girl, they had some what they called tomato soup, but it was made from water and ketchup, and the children are hungry. What should you do now? Kneel down. Tell God, when I see my children this way, I see them hungry and I love them, and sometimes I drink too much, because I can't stand how terrible I feel. And that's because you're turning to you, even in your prayer. turn to God. God is your Father. God wants you to turn to Him. What is the power of a prayer? It has no power unless you turn to Him with faith in your heart, the God who made heaven and earth, the God who feeds the birds, the God who makes the lilies grow, the God who makes the weeds grow and are thrown into the oven tomorrow. You and your children are far more important to God than you can imagine you are. And so when you turn to God and you pray with this trust, what happens when I pray with trust? The first thing, will your children immediately be fed? That's not as important as, listen, this is very important. You stop worrying because you trust Him who is so trustworthy. You discover Him who loves you more than you could love your children or more than you could love yourself. What is the most powerful thing about this message today? You might be the bishop or the priest because it makes no difference. Unless you pray with this kind of surrender, you will not have trust and you will not rest. This Sunday will go by and you'll go to church and you'll have Mass for the people, or you'll have Mass for your people, and you can wow them with your sermon. But inside, you are anxious, worried, nervous. What is the message that Jesus is giving? Do not worry. Worry is a sign of a man who's self-reliant. I can handle all this. You can be the priest of this parish, or you can be a poor man on the streets of Calcutta or the streets of the Philippines. God will give you peace and rest, and you will not worry once you turn it over to Him. What is the message today? I was talking to this seminarian, and he was in it's a rather large city where he's in the seminary, and he was on his apostolate, and he was on his way back to the seminary. And he's trying to learn to listen to God in his heart. And as he was walking along, he heard God speak to him in his heart. And the voice said, go over and talk to that man. I don't want to talk to him. He'll think I'm nuts. I want you to talk to that man. And he walked deliberately by him. And he continued on a block further. And the voice continued in his heart, I want you to go over and talk to that man. I'm going to look stupid. He turned around eventually with the strength of the inspiration in his heart and went back over and talked to the man. And as the conversation unfolded, he spent about a half hour with him. The man was contemplating suicide. Opened up his heart and mind to him. And had a complete change through listening. You see, what is it many times that we don't do because we want to succeed? What was it moving him? I want to appear successful. I want to look like I have it all together. Many of us are driven by appearance and success. That priest that I was telling you about, who now seems to be such a complete failure. No, not really. Why? Listen to St. Paul. Brothers and sisters, thus should one regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now it is, of course, required of a steward that he be found trustworthy. It does not concern me in the least that I be judged by you or any human tribunal. What do I care if I'm doing what God wants and I'm honest and open to what God is asking me to do. I do not even judge myself. I am not conscious of anything against myself, but I do not thereby stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. His peace is not in being successful in the eyes of others, whether I get acclaim or whether I get defamation and disgrace from others. That is not what takes away my peace. My peace depends upon what I see God sees in me. And so those of us who have, and hopefully I will come to hear what God is saying to me today as I go on my mission, do not be afraid. Trust me. What will be the result of that? That I will have good food? No. The result will be that I will travel with peace in my heart. Therefore, do not make any judgments before the appearance of the Lord until the Lord comes, for he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness. My peace and your peace today, and if you could hear what the Lord is saying, what he is saying is, don't worry. Trust and place your trust in God and not in yourself.
That's a tough one for so many, Monsignor, especially in this culture. We're a rugged individualist, and we feel that the weight of responsibility, especially for men, but also for women now.
Yes, yes. Appearance and success, how it looks to others, drives me to my own trusting in myself and self-reliance. There's two beautiful men that I would hold up and as examples to this modern culture. And they are, I believe, admirable. One is a little Franciscan monk from Italy, and his name is St. Pio. God asked him to carry the wounds of Jesus in his hands and his feet. And every time he offered Mass, those wounds bled, and actually even the wound in the heart of Jesus bled, the five wounds that he carried in his heart. Did that mean that the whole world admired him? They did not. He suffered tremendous indignities from his brothers, from his brother Franciscans, from his superiors, from his bishop. He was silenced. He was really terribly judged almost all his life, almost until he died. He was plagued with the abuse. And so the judgment of this man and offering, what did he have? He had an inner peace. He knew that what he was doing, what God was asking him to do, and he was trusting in God. The other man that I met just recently, and he was quite a media phenomenon, and that was Steve McDonald, a New York policeman who at 27 was shot in the head, shot through the throat, and shot through the chest. And that he not only survived, but that he now, for 28 years in a wheelchair, and trusting every day, just like Padre Pio, his limbs are paralyzed, and he's nailed to the cross of his wheelchair. Every breath on a machine, 28 years, and the suffering, the agony that he goes through. But to see him is to see peace. The trust that every day, while I was with him, his leg would violently shake. Each day could be his last. Each breath could be his last. And he has been one day at a time. violence in his body each day, offering, trusting, asking God and his wife and his son. Yes, there is in this world some examples of men who have put their trust in God, and they are outstanding lights in this age in which we have so trusted in ourselves. The example that Jesus gives us today is so powerful. I hope we will heed it. When you go to Mass, or even if you don't go to Mass, brothers and sisters, kneel down. Talk to God with faith. God will hear you. And today could be a new beginning in your heart. It could be the first Sunday that you really rested and took the weight of the world off your shoulders and put it on God. You see, God was made to be God. You are not God. You are just overburdened. And many times the wealthier you are, the more successful you are, the more others think of you, the more heavily burdened. Isn't that true for me and for you? I pray for you, and I pray that we all today can rest in the power of God to take care of me as I travel and take care of you through your day. The next 24 hours is all we have. And the last words of Jesus, sufficient for the day, the evil thereof. Just today. My trust in him and rest. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. God can take care of everything.
Final thought, Monsignor.
There's a beautiful phrase in the Our Father. Give us this day our daily bread. That's what we ask God for each day, and trust that he will give it to us. Give us this day our daily bread. God bless. O my Jesus, you have said, truly, I say to you, ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Behold, I knock, I seek, I ask for this grace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. O my Jesus, you have said, truly, I say to you, you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Behold, in your name, I ask the Father for this grace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. O my Jesus, you have said, truly, I say to you, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Encouraged by your infallible word, I now ask you for this grace here again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Remember now, this is Jesus who's promising us this. And if you're asking, this is a powerful, powerful novena to the Sacred Heart. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, for whom it is impossible not to have compassion on the afflicted, have pity on us, miserable sinners, and grant us the grace which we ask of you through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, your tender mother and ours. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Saint Joseph, foster father of Jesus, pray for us. Saint Margaret Mary, pray for us.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif. To hear and or to download this reflection along with many others, go to discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of discerninghearts.com. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Join us next time for Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif.